Valentine's Day is coming up. You may be dreading it. You may be very much looking forward to it. How do you make Valentine's Day romantic in the middle of a pandemic? Rochelle Lash knows. She is, of course, travel writer for the Montreal Gazette. Her column is Hotel Intel, and she joins us again now. Hello, Rochelle.
Hey, Natasha, how are you?
I'm well. I feel like it's been a while since we spoke. So I feel like I want to know what your life is like these days as someone who writes about hotels. Has it gotten better, Rochelle?
I'm keeping the protocol of the last year. I'm not changing anything for some time to come, maybe forever. But I permitted myself a few staycations, very well-chosen hotels that I think are perfectly safe. I think it'd make a great break. Some of the packages they have are good through February for Valentine's Day or week or month, uh-huh. And some of the packages are good all year. And I think you might be due, actually.
Oh, God, I am.
Yeah, I know. I'm getting that. You're not going out enough. I'm going out a lot. And I'm sticking just to grocery, skiing, and my work, which is, you know, the hotels. And so I have the oldest hotel operating still in Montreal, and I have the newest hotel.
Ooh, okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, so it's Ritz-Carlton.
Yes.
And Hotel Griffintown. And I thought the Ritz, which, you know, a lot of people know about, of course. Not everybody's able to visit. Not everybody's even interested because it has that classic grandeur. But
oh, yeah.
I think it's a really cute angle because Cesar Ritz, the man who was inspired the original Ritz-Carlton brand, he was the first hotelier in Europe to insist on private bathrooms and a hygiene protocol.
Oh, wow,
so,
how fitting.
Yeah, kicking off with that, yeah. So I went back to the Ritz. I hadn't been there for many, many years, and it's still grand, and it's very safe. Everybody's encased in plexiglass at the front mm-hmm. desk, and people are walking around polishing things. And it's a bit of a splurge, but a lot of things are included in the package. And it's romantic. What can I say? You can wrap yourself in a bathrobe, have a glass of wine, take a shower together, and I think you know the rest.
Oh, I'm lucky yeah. enough to have a couple friends that work at the Ritz, so every once in a while I get invited to an event. Now, I haven't stayed in a room, but I've had tours of the rooms. They are spectacular, the extensive renos that they did in
yeah.
the last while. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
and it's a splurge, but I mean, I think we're talking around $500, aren't we?
Yeah, we're starting around there, and depending
on... I mean, you
could
easily spend $300 just on a fancy dinner out. I mean, I know we're talking other level. You don't have to do that, and that is a major splurge, but,
yeah,
but nonetheless.
And we're talking about another era, really, also. But here you can have the Boulud, the Chef Daniel Boulud menu in room, and it's really nice. I mean, we talked about this when I told you about the Germain Hotel.
Yes.
This whole new in-room experience is actually a pleasure. I used to think that it would be a terrible compromise with the tray trundling down the hall, but it's pleasant.
Mm. And
it's
safe.
It's different. And you're served, you know, you mm-hmm. feel, and they bring it up in different courses, so you don't have your main course getting cold and that sort of thing. They bring it up 2 and 3 times during a 4-course meal.
So, but yes, a splurge, and yes, you know, a little bit over the top, but people are due, and they're not spending money necessarily elsewhere. So if it is in the budget, it is worthwhile, you would say, at the Ritz.
Well, that's it. It's kind of a memory, like mom and dad, mm-hmm. you know, did you have anything nice to remember about COVID? What happened? Well, you were conceived at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel. But here's another, which is, you know, great value.
Okay.
The newest hotel in Montreal is Hotel Griffintown, a gorgeous modern tower. I don't know if you had time to look at the pictures. It's overlooking the one side is overlooking the skyline of Montreal, and the other side is overlooking the Lachine Canal. So you see trees and people cycling,
yeah, it's gorgeous.
Winter cycling along the Lachine Canal. It's very,
it's gorgeous.
Very beautiful.
It's actually really spectacular in a part of town that I don't find to be very spectacular, to be honest.
Oh, it's gorgeous. I mean, there's a restaurants moderately priced from about 20 different nationalities. It's fantastic.
And the views. I mean, I saw the pictures from the views of the Griffintown Hotel. They're spectacular.
Yeah, this is no really. It's a beautiful modern suite. Every unit has a kitchen, so you can bring kids. You can have snacks.
And, oh no
and,
way! Oh, so it's
yeah.
really affordable then. Okay, well, tell us how is it affordable for someone to go for a weekend?
Well, yeah, it starts at $139 a night, depending on the night, depending on the availability, for a one-bedroom suite that's with a living room, with a dining area, and a kitchen. And the two-bedroom, which you can have up to 5 people, all from the same address, of course, starts at, I think, $239. And you get 20% off for Valentine's month, all February.
Okay, I love that you pointed out month, because I was just about to ask you that. We're speaking with travel writer Rochelle Lash. Rochelle, would you, you know, you might get a better deal if you don't go on the Saturday night of Valentine's Day weekend, right?
Or no, I heard you discussing that on Friday with a man from Credit Canada, and I totally agree with you. I would try to avoid Friday and Saturday nights anywhere, any restaurant, any hotel, but certainly on Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, that kind of thing. So if you can manage to go Sunday through Thursday or Sunday through Friday, perhaps you'll be much better served. You'll have better prices too.
Oh yeah, every time that I used to work at Milos. It's hell. Let's just face it.
Work at Milos. You mentioned that you must have met every celebrity in town.
I did. Yeah, I've got some gossip. We'll have to exchange stories, we can go back out and have a drink at a bar one day, Rochelle.
Indeed.
We'll have some stories to exchange. But, the whole point being you don't have to celebrate it on that actual day. And if you're trying to make, if the goal here is to make good COVID memories, maybe don't do it on the actual day and you'll have a more pleasant experience, right?
I think so, yeah. It's good all February. And the staycations, even without the, flowers and chocolate, they're probably good all year. So
it's worthwhile. Okay.
Yeah.
So I hear that you have some news about Hugh Atchison, which is very weird to me that his name is coming up again, because it came up last week. So I went to the last year of high school with Hugh. We called him Atchison. I don't know when it became Atchison. I think when he became a celebrity chef. And we went to prom together. Now, he wasn't my date, but we were
so
really
your
good.
Date. He was so, he's so good looking.
He is good looking.
Good choice.
Yeah. And he's a rascal. You know,
he's a rascal. Yeah.
Yeah, he is. He is.
Said, he also dated another friend of yours. And yeah,
he did. But, you have such a good memory. You're so tuned in, Rochelle. Thank you for that. So what's he up to these days? Because he's got some new restaurants opening in Florida.
He's based in Athens, Georgia.
Yeah.
Because his wife that he met when he was very young and then he hooked up with her in Ottawa when he was a student. His wife is from Athens, Georgia. So he's there with his two daughters and his wife, and they're just divorced.
Yes.
That's just entre nous.
He's
about to be executive chef of a hotel that's opening in Florida in maybe this month or this winter. And it's in it's on the Gulf Coast, in the northern section of the Gulf Coast, Miramar Beach. It's hard to get to from Montreal. You'd probably have to fly. I would fly from Montreal to Atlanta or Montreal to Chicago and then into Pensacola. But this is for another time, of
still
course.
Still not flying anywhere. Yeah,
yeah,
no
but
time
he's,
soon.
He's really a celebrity chef. I mean,
so
Top
fun.
Chef, he's been on Top Chef and Iron Chef many times. And he still loves Montreal cuisine. I was just reading about that this morning. He feels Montreal was farm to table before anybody else.
Yep. And proud Canadian still.
Pardon me?
Proud Canadian boy. I mean, Montrealer, Ottawa boy,
yeah.
And doing good in the big, like really in the big leagues. So
yeah,
that's very
he still
cool.
likes Montreal deli culture and French cuisine, of course. He loves L'Express. He loves
Who
some
doesn't?
Of Joe Beat's restaurants. And now he's into Southern American cuisine. He's on the Gulf of Mexico. So he's got, shrimp, oysters, seafood, steaks, very USA.
Well, I love that you always have your finger on the pulse, and it's good to see a homeboy making it big.
Speaking of USA, he was one of 15 chefs, celebrity chefs in the States who refused to work for Trump.
Oh, no way. I didn't know. That makes total sense to me. And he would have been absolutely not, like, he would have unequivocally just been like, no, no, thank you. He would not have minced his words, shall we say.
Yeah.
Rochelle, I got to run, but it's always such a pleasure to speak to you. And we'll catch up again really soon, okay?
Talk soon.